Michelle Thomas Method Mandarin Foundation Course.
Hello, I'm Harold Goodman. For close to 10 years, I was fortunate to have Michelle Thomas as my teacher. Unlike his thousands of other students, his goal was not to teach me a specific language. Though he did instruct me in two of the languages he taught, his principal intention was to train me to understand his method of teaching. Today, I'm delighted to assist you in your study of Mandarin. My co-teacher, Jingtao Deng, is a native of Beijing. We shall be working as a team in order to gently guide you into the Chinese language. There are a few things which we would like you to understand to ensure your success in learning. You are about to undergo a shift, an actual change in consciousness in the way you learn. You will no longer associate learning with work, stress, struggle, memorization, examinations, and all the rest of the unpleasant memories of mental forced feeding. For those who are listening to this recording, we welcome you to be the third student in our little group. When a question is asked, such as, how do you say, in Chinese, please pause your listening device, answer to the best of your ability, take all the time in the world if you wish, so that you may carefully and confidently respond. And having answered, restart the player and listen to what the student and teachers say. Just listening to the CD itself will not work. You must pause the player when a question is asked. Answer as best as you can and then restart the player and listen to what follows. One of the most striking characteristics of Chinese is that the language has no alphabet. Instead, as you may have seen, characters are used. This means that each word consists of one or more different written characters. What makes the situation even more challenging is that the spoken language, which of course preceded the written one, doesn't have enough sounds to cover all the characters. You know, of course, that in English we have sounds which, though identical, may have different meanings. Take the word weigh. One version is, how much do you weigh? It means something totally different than, excuse me, I've lost my way. Imagine if we only had a really small number of these sounds and sound combinations to express ourselves. This could present a challenge. The situation in Chinese is that they have infinitely fewer sounds and sound combinations to work with than we do, and they simultaneously have to express all of the complicated ideas and thoughts that we must. They have solved this problem in a very ingenious fashion. They use tones. For example, one Chinese sound is ma, just like our word for mother. Ma. In Chinese, you will hear the following.
Ma, 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 and ma.
Each of these is a word with a totally different meaning. Regarding the tones, you'll soon realize you already know them, so what follows is only a review of what you already know. Imagine you're in the doctor's office. The doctor walks in. You notice he's got green hair. You certainly cannot fail to notice it. Then he asks you to open your mouth so that he can take a look. As you open your mouth, he shines his light and he says, now please say, what does the doctor say when he asks you to open your mouth? Exactly. What do you say? A nice, long, level tone. If the doctor can have green hair, then certainly you can have a green thumb. So please make a fist. Stick your thumb out, leave the other fingers closed in a fist. Kind of like a sideways thumbs up. This is how we shall be associating the long, level green tone. Sideways green thumb, like you're thumbing a lift or a ride. Whatever the pronunciation of the word, if it is this green thumb tone, it will be a nice, soothing, long, drawn-out sound. Do, re, mi. So, take your thumb and trace the sound with your thumb, a nice, soothing, long, flat sound. Do.